Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In this edition of Folk Studio, soldiers are gathering in the village. All rituals and songs connected with soldiers' farewell parties in this country. Soldiers' going away party. These words usually evoke memories of the not-too-distant past, when all young men in Bulgaria had to perform military service. That was a time when the young man's parents felt obliged to throw a lavish going-away party, at least in small towns and villages, where the bond with popular tradition is stronger. And where what the neighbors will say still matters. And as people would say back then, seeing a soldier off was like a wedding with no bride. And here is Radio Bulgaria's Albena Bezovska, who has prepared more about this Bulgarian ritual. Military service has always been regarded as a symbol of crossing over to manhood. The most widespread perception was that if you hadn't done your military service, you could never be a real man. In the years of socialists, somewhere in the mid-20th century, a soldier's going-away party grew to be something of a substitute for the traditional rituals marking the boy's transformation into a man. We won't look for parallels with ancient rituals, but there are certain binding elements that inevitably invoke associations with them. The fast is cutting the boy's hair on the day of the party or the day after, and his being adorned with geranium posy. Shaving the young man's head was a must for soldiers, and people would turn this into a special moment, perhaps a distant echo of the traditional Bulgarian wedding, when cutting the groom's hair was done with a special ritual. When he was bidding his parents goodbye to enter the conscript army, the soldier was given a geranium nosegay tied with a red thread.
Mm-hmm.
Another important element of the soldiers' going away party in this country in the recent past were the gifts. Just as if it were a wedding, the parents would make their guests presents. Practical things such as towels or handkerchiefs, depending on how wealthy the family was. While the relatives of the would-be soldier would give him money. At home, at a restaurant or in the village square, the table would be laden with all sorts of food. And to round off the party, it often took place to the sound of live music. Essentially, the soldier's going away party was a time to make merry, even though it meant a long separation from parents, friends, and the girl he loved. At the close of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century, the picture was very different in Bulgaria. Just 2 years after the country's liberation from the Ottoman domination that lasted for 5 centuries, in 1880, the recruitment law came into effect, introducing universal compulsory military service in the Principality of Bulgaria, as it was called then. In later years, the country took part in several wars, and many Bulgarians were killed in the battlefields. In those times, too, families would get together around the table laden with ritually prepared food to see soldiers off. A ritual loaf and wine were a must. And one more thing. Besides the geranium nosegay, in olden times women would make different amulets to protect their loved ones. In this, they would be helped by the village fortune tellers and herbalists, who are very much in the know when it comes to magical practices. According to some, a piece of the umbilical cord of a child born out of wedlock, sewn into the clothes close to the heart, would provide protection against bullets. It was once believed that it warded off all known diseases too. And the old skin a snake has shed was also believed to have the same potency. people would call it the snakes stublekalo, derived from the Bulgarian word for undress or shirt. The snake shirt would be sewn into a leather pouch on the inside of the soldier's clothes. It was believed that just as the master snake protects the home, the snake skin would protect the father or the son. In some parts of the country, such powers are ascribed to the skin of a snake killed on a holy day. It's either the Day of the Annunciation or Saint George's Day. Soldiers' going away parties in Bulgaria, this ritual and tradition, and how was it reflected in folk songs? Folk songs in which soldiers are made mention of are usually loved ones. And the story they tell is of young girls saying goodbye to their betrothed. In many of them, the girl waters beautiful flowers with her tears before making them into a posy for her loved one. Songs also sing of the young bride waiting for her husband to come home but receiving no news of him. And also of mother's white bread and father's red wine that relatives say goodbye to the soldier with. There are quite a few songs whose lyrics have sealed love vows and wishes, lyrics going like, "Grow flower so I may pick you, and see my loved go away to be a soldier, to be a soldier and do this military duty, and when he returns, he shall take me as his bride." You heard Folk Studio on Radio Bulgaria bringing you today a collection of rituals connected with soldiers' farewell parties, and of course a collection of folk songs telling these stories. This feature was prepared by Radio Bulgaria's Albena Bezovska. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.